Now listen to what he said. And he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believe? Oh, well, why, if they were not believers, what would he have done? Paul knew the gospel. He had gotten born again, didn't he? He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And so you got people, even groups and organizations, so forth, is saying, speaking in tongues of the devil. They'll say you're filled with the Holy Ghost, and they'll say what the word didn't say, that you get all the Holy Ghost you need when you get born again. But it seemed like Paul should have known that. Because he asked, why would he ask, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? That means they don't believe something. What did it take to become a Christian, a believer? What did it take to come born again? You got to believe Jesus. You got to believe that Jesus is what? Son of God, right? Am I right? So why would he ask that? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? You know what they said? We're not so much heard where there'll be a Holy Ghost. So he straightened them out on their believing and made it clear to them, because John preached what he knew. Hello? But he finished it, let them know that Jesus had brought this full salvation to us. John was telling that one was coming. He let them know one has came and has come and accomplished this. So when he did that, it's okay, we'll be baptized in water. Let's just read it so you can see it. Where I stop at. You believe, right? And they said unto him, we're not so much heard whether it be in the Holy Ghost. Okay. And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, what? Unto John baptism. See, he was telling them there was one coming. Now he's telling them he showed up. You can get the full deal now. All right. Then Paul said, John what? Verily baptized with water unto repentance, saying unto the people that they should do what? Believe on him which should come after him. That is who? On Christ. You know what they did? They believed what Paul preached to them. Keep going. And when they heard this, how did faith come? That means they heard the word. When they heard this, they were baptized. That means when they heard, they got born again. And then they baptized them in water. Is that so hard to understand? When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And what happened after they got baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus? That means they were born again. Am I right? And when Paul did what? Look what Paul did. And when Paul had laid his hand upon them, what happened? The Holy Ghost came on them. And they did what? And prophesied. Speaking with tongues always come first, not other gifts. You don't start prophesying before you get filled with the Holy Ghost. So somebody, see Satan, if you don't know these things, you get somebody in the midst, they'll try to twist it up and make you look bad. You straighten them out. No, we don't do it though. We don't do that. Take authority over that spirit and say, you quieten yourself. Shut up. All right. Let me plug something here. I started way back at the beginning. Let me plug something. And I told you, because you are going to be leading people into the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you don't need to be confused about this. You need to be clear. You need to be confident. You need to know you can do it. Amen. You need to know how to do it. If we got a yard full of cars and I need people to go do something, and I got to try to, you know, you got the dump truck, you got the little truck, you got the Dozer, and here I am jumping off of one on the other. Can you see what a mess it'll be? I'm just worn out. But if you can run the Dozer and that person run the dump truck, this person do that, can we accomplish much more? What would be to my benefit to jump off and try to run all the tractor, dozing, bulldozing, the dump truck, and the and the lawnmower and all this stuff and the chainsaw and what would be to my advantage? To train somebody to help me do it or just try to jump off and run, try to do it all myself? This is what God wants to understand, that we're a team. That's why y'all have your mind in the game. See, you don't have your mind in the game. You may be sitting out there trying to see what's on the cell phone. Ain't time to pull up and see what's on. It's time to get your head in the game. So let me get to where I'm going. I'm doing this because God wants you to understand you can do this. Always remember, because you're going to run into people who think they're right because somebody told them that. What is the story? I'm going to take another rabbit trail. It's all right, but I'm going to get there. I'm going to take another rabbit trail. There was a lady, and every time she would buy, I think it was a ham, she would cut the leg off, cut it off. Was cut the end of, you know, cut the end of the leg off.
Yes, sir.
And they asked her, why do you do it? She said, I don't know, Grandpa. Mama always did it. And they finally went to Grandmama and asked her, why did you do it? She said, because my pan wasn't big enough. They had a bigger pan and could put the whole thing in the pan.
Yes, sir.
But they still were cutting it off because she was doing it. You see what I'm saying? Don't just do stuff. Find out why you're doing what you're doing.
Yes, sir. Come on, preach up.
Because people will lead you wrong.
Say it, preach up.
They'll give you the wrong information. Think they're telling you right.
Yes, sir.
So, you're going to run into people. See, you need to know this. You're going to run into people that tell you that you got to tarry, you got to wait, you got to do all this before you can get the Holy Ghost. Only tarrying was done and should be done when it comes to receiving the Holy Spirit. And you will hear them say and indicate to you that God going to give you the Holy Ghost. No, you're not. He's already given you the Holy Spirit. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came, and he's here right now. And if you follow these scriptures that I just read, you go back through them and read them yourself, every time they will ask them, have you received? They will never, you never read one, have God sent the Holy Ghost to you? No, because he came on the day of Pentecost, and he's here. And you don't have to seek him. Await and tarry, you just have to learn how to receive. And that's what you have to teach people. That's what I was talking about Sunday about learning how to drink. It's an illustration. If a person can know how to drink water, you can teach them how to drink till they get full of the Holy Spirit.